This is the homily for Monday, August 31st. Normally, we reflect on the readings of the day, but today I'd like to reflect with you on our collect prayer. Today's collect prayer is the same prayer we used on Sunday. It often happens that the Sunday prayer is used throughout the following week. I was particularly struck by this prayer and would like to share with you some reflections and questions. So first of all, let's hear the collect prayer. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good. And by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. There are two phrases that especially caught my attention. Love of your name and deepening our sense of reverence. We pray that God put into our hearts the love of your name. That's the love of God's name. But I want to ask, what is God's name? And what does it mean for us to have a heartfelt love of God's name? Name makes recognizable. Name makes accessible, recognizable, knowable to me what or whom I name. For example, if I hear someone talking, say, hear my best friend talking without seeing my friend, I can nevertheless name who is talking. That's Larry or that's Janet. We use names, especially names of people, to express our recognition of that person. And that recognition comes from having a relationship with that person. So the prayer in saying, put into our hearts the love of your name, puts some important and deep questions to us. What name have I given God? How do I recognize God? How do I recognize that God is present and present to me? What is it that God does to make himself accessible, recognizable, knowable to me? How does God announce himself, announce his presence to me? These are important, vital questions for us to ask ourselves. And I raise these questions not as challenges so much as invitations to own the relationship that's already there between you and God. Remember, it is God who establishes his relationship with you. We receive what God is doing to make himself known, cherished, and loved by us. So it's our work to look for God's work within us and all around us. And then in the collect prayer, we ask God to deepen our sense of reverence. Again, we need to ask, what does it mean to have a sense of reverence? What is reverence? Biblically, reverence for God has been translated into English, unfortunately, as fear of God. And that has had very unfortunate, even tragic consequences for us and for the way we imagine God and our relationship with God. The Hebrew word that's been translated as fear actually means awe or wonder, or as we say in the prayer, reverence. All these words point to recognizing God's awesome, wonderful presence in life, in our lives. So again, here too the question needs to be asked. Where, how, when do I recognize or reverence God's wonderful presence in my own life? Let us remember, we're talking about God. God, the creator of the universe. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is this Creator God, this Father God, doing in my life, doing to my life, to announce himself, to announce his presence to me? Again, these questions come not as challenges so much as invitations. Just think on it. This collect prayer is inviting us to take ourselves seriously and really as where God is present, as where God is announcing himself, as where God is accomplishing wonders. Let's learn the name God is giving himself in each of our lives. Let's learn to be reverent people.